Aircheckdownloads.com.
You too. Beautiful day on BBC Radio Manchester. Let me know what you're up to this bank holiday weekend then. Do you have any plans for today? Get in touch now. 81333. Start your text message with the word Manc. After the news, I'm going to play you The Cars, May Muller, and the man of the moment, Lionel Richie.
On the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio Manchester,
and on your radio.
The sound of Manchester is
BBC Radio Manchester.
At 9 o'clock, with the latest BBC news for Greater Manchester, I'm Al Tansley.
Good morning, it's Anna Jameson with you on this Coronation Bank Holiday Monday. Bit rainy outside, but don't worry. A party continues on the show with Lionel Richie. Did you see King Charles shaking his hips to him last night? It was a sight to behold, let me tell you. He was the star of the Coronation concert last night. The Royal Box even getting up to dance to All Night Long. It was so funny, particularly Mike and Zara Tyndall. Absolutely, clearly loved Lionel Richie. And we are reflecting on that Coronation concert that took place last night. I was, you know, a bit sceptical. I thought, maybe it's just going to be a bit hit of a damp squib, really. But I thought it was just superb. They really did connect all kinds of communities from across the Commonwealth. And some of the artists that performed, I thought, were fabulous. I thought Katy Perry did an incredible job. Take That performed for the first time in 4 years, and they closed the show along with a military choir. They had Callum Scott join them as well, and everybody was up on their feet. Prince William addressed the 20,000 strong crowd as well during the event, and I don't know if you saw the drone lights that kind of appeared over the top, and they had these for the Queen's Jubilee concert last year, but it really kind of emphasised the King's commitment to environmental issues, with some of the drones turning into a whale. Then they crossed to the Millennium Centre in Cardiff, and they had a watering can. The Eden Centre in Cornwall, Blackpool was lit up as well with drones, and the entire illumination display was in full force. Really, really great, and it was brilliantly compared by actor Hugh Bonneville. And our royal correspondent, Nicholas Witchell. Of course, who else was there?
Aircheckdownloads.com.